We are joined here this morning, as we always are, to start the call by the head coach at the University of Maine, Nick Charlton. And Nick, quite a turnaround from week one to week two. I know you were disappointed when we talked last Monday, and your team turns around and knocks off 13th ranked UAlbany 38-34. Just talk about that game and the turnaround your team made.
Well, I think we just got back to playing up to our standard of what now is Maine football. And as we talked about last week, fundamentally we needed to be better. We needed to execute, and we played a really good football team. Albany is a great program. They're very well coached, and any team we play in this league is going to be very challenging. So, I think it was night and day in a lot of ways from the previous week, but we talk a lot about that 24-hour rule and how we just have to move on regardless. So, I just walked out of a meeting watching Stony Brook, who is another very, very good football team. So, we were happy to come out with a win. I thought we did some things well, some things we need to clean up. But overall was pleased to win a major college football game in our league.
First question for you from Larry Mahoney. Go ahead, Larry.
Hey, Nick, how you doing?
Hey, Larry.
Just want to look ahead to Stony Brook, obviously a quality opponent. And, again, you got the offense straightened out. The offense came through. The defense, again, 34 points, you gave it up 34 and 37. What do you address with your defense and moving forward? And just give us a thought on Stony Brook, please. Thank you.
Yep. When you look at like Albany, what they were trying to do offensively, we had a good idea of things we needed to do well. And at times we did, at times we didn't. And we gave up 6 first downs via penalty on defense, and that's way too many, of course. So I thought that was a big part of it. Gifting them a couple of them. And again, that's not to take anything away from them. That's a very quality opponent, but we didn't execute in those situations, and stopping the run, that's the hallmark of our defense. And we have to do a better job overall of getting that done, as the game goes on. But in terms of like missed tackles and explosives and things like that, we actually, I thought, did a decent job limiting some of that. When you look at the stats, just we got to be a little bit cleaner overall with our communication, with the general execution. So those are things that are being addressed, and we haven't played our first complete game yet. When you look at the two games, they're very different, but we need to play a complete game in all three phases. But I thought there were improvements in a lot of areas that helped us come out with a win there. Stony Brook is, we haven't played them in a few years, but very physical, well-coached, going to be very challenging in terms of what they can do on offense, running the football and having dynamic quarterbacks and skill players. Very strong on teams, and then always very physical and very fast on defense. I'm always impressed anytime we watch them on film, whether we're playing them or not, just with the physicality and the speed that they have defensively. So, this is going to be another challenging game for us in this league. So we got to come ready to play. And, luckily I think we will. It's going to take a lot of preparation here throughout the week.
Thank you.
Yep.
Next question for you, Nick, from Mike Lowe. Go ahead, Mike.
Nick, can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Great. You've talked a lot about, as much as you can do as a coach and everything, it's up to the players. And you had some guys who really stepped up after the first quarter when you guys struggled a little bit. I mean, do you have to talk to them and just remind them, look, you guys, I think you said it about Andre, you just didn't want him to lose his confidence. What do you say to these guys to get them going again like that and keep their heads up?
Well, I think when I talk about that with the players, like it's more understanding and them understanding that players play and players win games, and coaches are critical to that. And our staff did a great job last week getting this team ready to play. But we all work together. But at the end of the day, we need our players to play really well, and we have to put them in good positions. And a lot of the things that go on behind the scenes are instilling confidence in them, making sure that they feel confident in the plan. And then, we didn't play very well in the first quarter, similar to the previous game, and then started getting it rolling a little bit. And that does take some motivation sometimes. And sometimes it's not always internal. It needs to be external. It needs to be myself or somebody on staff or a teammate letting a guy like Andre. Andre's obviously a talented player who's capable, but he needs to feel confident. And we cleaned some things up after the first quarter, and that got it rolling. So, that's part of our job too. Players are the most valuable commodities in any program, and it's our job to empower them to be able to go out and play freely and make plays. And I thought we did a better job of that this week. I thought especially after the beginning of the game, we got into the flow of it a little bit. And then particularly offensively, the confidence builds as you start moving the ball and scoring. And that's what started happening.
When you look at, you had some injuries again, Nick, and key guys again, how are they, Ori, Gene, and Matthias doing?
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, yeah, we did, and we've had a few, but, you know, there's no excuses. We gotta keep going. I'm just thinking about the, you know, our guys that have been out. Ori's going to be out indefinitely. We haven't gotten all the results back and everything, but he's going to be out, unfortunately, which is, you know, pretty impactful. But we have a lot of confidence in Miles Taylor, who's played a lot of football for us, and we have some other guys that are stepping up as linebacker as well. But personally for me, with Ori, you know, he means a lot to us in this program and me as well. Matthias is day-to-day right now, so we're hopeful that we'll have him, but he had to leave obviously in the third quarter, but we're hopeful that he's going to be all right, but or he's going to be out for right now.
But when you look at it, I mean, you I know the roster is thin and everything, but you feel that the young kids really have to step up and do the job, right? I mean, there's no time to worry about it, right?
Yeah, I mean, I just walked out of our offensive staff meeting, and we're not, you know, we're having real conversations about personnel and, you know, what we think our strengths are. And we're still trying to concentrate on Maine. You know, Stony Brook is going to be an excellent opponent. That's going to do a great job and have a very good plan. We need to worry about us as much as possible and do the things that we do well. And that's the big focus. And I think that helped us a lot last week. So we have to continue down that path to play Maine football, to play up to our standard. You know, we're going to play a great team every week. So we have to play well enough on our end in order to win those games.
Thanks, Nick.
Thanks, Mike.
Nick, your next question from Kyle Kenton. Go ahead, Kyle.
Nick, you mentioned Andre, and obviously he had such a monster game. When you talk about confidence, how do you continue to build off that confidence from how he played on Saturday and continue to feed him?
I think it's built around the game plan, you know, with what you're trying to do, because naturally, a lot of times people are going to, you know, talk about how they're going to take things away and do certain things defensively. And, you know, I think you have to have a good plan. And but more at a fundamental level, it's just about instilling confidence in him. You know, he is a talented player, and, you know, he's still stepping into this role. So naturally, you have to empower him. And I think that's a big part of what we do as coaches. You know, like I said, kind of going back to the last question, you know, it's the players who are playing, so that they deserve all the credit in the world. But I feel a lot of responsibility to empower these young men, so when they go out there, they feel like it's a great plan and that they are going to go win the game. And for Dre, right after the first quarter, I think it was the first time he made a play on one of the offsides where we had a free play. Right after that play, his confidence, like his mentality just changed. And it was like, I don't want to say the old Dre, but that's what it felt like. And then it got everybody going. A lot of what we talked about through the week is how you have to create your own energy on the sideline. There's nobody in the stands. So I thought in the previous week, you know, to give them credit once again, because they deserve it, is Delaware did a great job of that. I mean, you could hear them. And this week we preached it, and we wanted to create all the energy from our sideline, and I could hear our sideline. And that was encouraging, and that was pretty cool in that moment.
Nick, what you touched about the difference from week two, how much was the difference in the run-up maybe to this season compared to last season? Is it really difficult for these guys, say, you know, not only just the fans in the stands, but just the different preseason and all that? How different has it been now that we're a couple weeks in?
Well, it's, I mean, certainly different, but I mean, now we have a rhythm and we have a schedule, and naturally now we're about to go on a 3-day road trip to Stony Brook to break up our schedule. So, you know, in terms of the guys, I mean, they've been great. They've been very flexible. You know, they're doing a good job handling it. You know, some teams have had more prep time than others, but at the end of the day, like, we got to do the best we can with what we have. And, you know, I look at a lot of the coaches in the North that I've communicated with and have a lot of respect for, you know, particularly Coach Mack. And, you know, we're all our own programs. We're all in it together trying to get our teams ready to play. And I think that it takes a lot of preparation. It's a very unconventional year. The guys are in class, but at the same time, we all have the same job to do, and that's to get the team ready to win football games. And, you know, that's my job ultimately. So I didn't do a good enough job week one. I thought we played well enough to win that last game, which I was pleased about, but it's one game. and we're already moving on past it, and now it's moving on to another very, very strong opponent in our league.
Before I let you go, just maybe a couple comments on Joe's performance of Offensive Player of the Week. He struggled in week one, not only just with the yardage totals, but you know, some of the percentage, and then 249 and four, and also gave you some lift on the ground. With a young guy like him, what was the message to him from week one to week two, and what was the big difference?
Similar to the conversations with Andre, you know, it was his first time not having as much success as he was used to, you know, except for probably the first half of the Rhode Island game last year and the New Hampshire game. But he was very locked in throughout the week, and we kept trying to instill confidence in him that, hey, this is going to work. These are the things we do well. These are the things you do well. And as the game went on, the confidence builds when you start making plays. And Joe is somebody that I have a lot of trust in. I have a lot of confidence in. He's a young quarterback, but I verbally said it to him at the end of the game when we're in the 4-minute drill. I said, the game is in your hands. And that's how the game finished. And I'm very proud of him. He has a lot of work to do, and so do I, along with the rest of our team. But Joe is somebody that I'm proud of. And I mean, he was a big reason, along with Deshaun and our leaders, why we were able to will ourselves to victory against a great opponent. So I was proud of his performance, but we're going to be back at it. He'll be in here in a little bit to start talking about the game plan. So that's how Joe is.
All right, Nick, thanks very much for the time this morning. Safe travels on the 3-day trip to Stony Brook. And we will talk again next week.
Thanks, Rob. Thanks, guys.
All right, thanks.